T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. Joe Giglio in for Johnny Marks. This is Marks and Reese Sports Radio 94 WIP, live today from Chickies and Pete's on this Friday. Ike, how you doing today?
What up, Joe G?
How we doing?
Oh, man. Listen, it's Friday. It's hard to be doing bad on a Friday. And the sun is out today.
Snow is melting a little bit.
It can fool you a little bit. Not as warm as it looks, but it's warmer than what it has been.
It's more like spring today, Ike, than it was 2 days ago.
Yes, sir.
No, you missed most of that because you were down in Clearwater.
I did. I didn't miss shoveling it, though.
No, none of us did. That was not fun. But, you know, it started to melt a little bit. You're right. It's nice. Today's a Friday. We're at Chickies and Pete's. A lot to get into. And, Ike, as soon as you got off the air last night and I got on, Howie Roseman doing it again. Another acquisition for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles bring in Mike Wallace, who effectively replaces Torrey Smith. And he's a better version of Torrey Smith. Based on the last couple of years, look at their numbers, Ike. It's not even a question. Mike Wallace has been the more productive speed wide receiver. Now he's an Eagle.
Yeah. Just another masterful move from Joe Douglas, Howie Roseman, the relationship that obviously Joe Douglas has with Mike Wallace, the familiarity with him, and a great job by Howie, listening to his personnel, man, and they finding a way to get Mike Wallace in here to fill the role of Torrey Smith, really upgrade the position, and got him for a pretty decent price. Getting Mike Wallace for $2.5 million is pretty good. It's pretty good.
It is good. And
I saw
a quote, Ike, last night from Mike Wallace at the end of the season when he was ending his season with the Ravens, and it was all about how he made a lot of money in his career. He's 31 years old now. And he wants to win. He said the priority now is to go win a Super Bowl because he's never won a Super Bowl. He came to the Steelers, I think, in 2009. They got to the Super Bowl in 2010, but he missed the year they won it with Ben Roethlisberger in 2008 and obviously the one before that. So he's never won anything in his career. He's gotten close, and he took less money. I mean, you think about what Torrey Smith's making. I know he had a year left on his contract. What Michael Crabtree got, I have to imagine there was more money out there for Mike Wallace on a one-year deal than just $2.5 million. He took less to come here.
I mean, look what Allen Hurns just got to go to Dallas. You know, basically $6 million a year, two-year, $12 million deal. You know, Mike Wallace decides he wants to come here for $2.5 million. I mean, that's what winning the Super Bowl will do for you. You know, players around the league. You know, people, I always laugh, right, when you get media members or sometimes even fans. They feel that players in the league don't pay attention to the rest of the league.
Yeah, they know.
They pay attention.
They know what's going on.
They pay attention, and they see things differently. And it doesn't mean they're always correct in their decisions or their assessments of the rest of the league. But sitting back and watching the Eagles do what they were able to do this year, watching Alshon Jeffrey come here originally on a one-year deal, Torrey Smith, the deal he came here on, this team becomes an attractive team. You got two quarterbacks here that can you can put the ball up with that's going to get you the football. And not only that, you look at this team, and they're strong in all three phases of the game. And you know what else? The appearance to the rest of the league, Doug is a coach I want to play for.
No doubt, especially as an
offensive
player.
That's the type of coach I want to play for.
It's a fun coach to play for, player's coach.
Yes.
And a champion. Look, what I said this last night, Ike, when this deal went down, they brought Haloti Ngata in. What did Haloti Ngata said? He was like just blown away that the champions wanted him.
Yeah.
Mike Wallace took less money to come here. Chris Long last year, LeGarrette Blount last year. This is a place now, Ike. Players want to come play at the end of their careers to try to win a championship. Michael Bennett talked about it in his press conference. And Howie said to him, I want to get to another one. The Eagles, in a sense, Ike, are almost like the Patriots have been over the last decade and a half, where they always would get these players late in their careers, former stars, playing a role. The Eagles are the new Patriots. Like, people want to come here and win a championship.
Well, I certainly hope we are. I mean, and by that, I just mean the sustained excellence, being the team in the league that everybody sort of holds you up as the standard that you want to chase. We certainly have ingredients to be able to do that. And it starts with the owner, right? I always say that. You know, Jeffrey Lurie is a guy who doesn't look for, you know, adulation. He's not looking to be patted on the back, to be given credit to as some sort of mastermind football guy. He just runs a first-class organization where he tries to associate himself with first-class people. And has it always worked out the way he wanted to? Ultimately, no. Not until this past February. But the one thing you have to give him credit for is that he's been able to build somewhat of sustained success during his ownership. Now, you move on to people who are picking the personnel. You know, these are the things that you need in order to be the New England Patriots.
Yep.
You got to know how to manipulate the salary cap. You got to have an eye for talent. When to get rid of talent a year too soon rather than a year too late. You got to be able to do that. And then you got to have the right head coach, and you got to have a franchise quarterback. These are all the things the Eagles have in place right now.
And that's what the Patriots had for years. A good owner, good coach, good salary cap management. And then you fill in the pieces. I mean, think about the moves they've made this offseason. All these guys they brought in, or most of them at least, the older guys, they're former stars. Michael Bennett, you might say, still a star, even though he's a little older. Nada was at one point one of the best defensive tackles in the league. And Mike Wallace, I think he's underrated. His whole career he's been good. And you look at his numbers, Ike, he's basically DeSean Jackson, Torrey Smith, but he doesn't get paid. He doesn't get hyped like DeSean Jackson. But
That used to be a big comparison back in the day.
It did?
Yeah, Mike Wallace and DeSean Jackson.
And you know
who
what?
Was better?
Right now, I like Mike Wallace's consistency better because over the years, he has less lows. He's bounced around a little bit less. I know he's not the perfect wide receiver, but last year, I think he's still over 14 yards a catch. And I think the only Eagle over 14 last year was Mac Hollins. That was obviously very limited. He didn't play much.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big play guy now. And I'm thinking about the offense, Ike, with Mike Wallace on one side, Alshon, Aguilar. And I think you could even put Mike Wallace in the slot if you want to move Aguilar outside the way they talked about it. It's a really good move by the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm liking what the offense is looking like right now. I really am. And that just goes to show you how much bringing a guy in like Mike Wallace can do for your offense. You know, when Torrey Smith left a couple weeks ago, I'm sitting here like, okay, not just Torrey Smith, but Trey Burton, Brent Celek, LeGarrette Blount signing somewhere else. I'm looking at the offense, and I'm like, eh.
A lot of guys missing. A lot of spots missing.
Yeah, well, part of what made this offense unstoppable is that it had so many different variations that they could run of it and moving guys around. I just didn't see that. And still need another piece, a piece or two. You can use another running back, whether it's Sproles coming back or whether it's someone else you're filling that sort of role where he could be sort of a dual threat. You still, I believe, need another tight end. Somebody that can make plays, somebody that can also block in the running game, be a threat in that red zone to go along with Zach Ertz. But they're not done. When what the Eagles have really mastered, what they've shown us, Joe, the last 2 years is that, they'll dip their toe in that first week of free agency.
Like last year, day one with Alshon.
Yeah, if they feel the need to do it. But then they also pay attention to that second wave of free agency. You know, those vets who thought they were going to get a big deal somewhere and the market just didn't give them what they thought they were going to get.
Like last year, they got Patrick Robinson late, Chris Long late. They got, like, I remember the day they got LeGarrette Blount. I was listening to you guys in the afternoon. And it was like, it wasn't even that big of a deal. I think it was May. It was way, I think it was after the draft.
It was after the draft, yeah.
Yeah, no one thought of it as anything but, no one else wanted LeGarrette Blount. He was a big part of this thing.
Well, dude, before we got LeGarrette Blount last year, we looked at that running back room and was like, these are our running backs?
Yep. There was nothing there. At least we thought.
Wendell Smallwood, Kenyon Barner.
Undrafted Corey Clement. We didn't know how good he was going to be.
Well, yeah, and we didn't even know what he was. So we're looking at the running back room like, man, what is this?
Remember all the Jamal Charles conversation?
Yes.
Now, the Eagles have found a way, you're right, to master the second wave of free agency, and they do it without much cap room. Like I saw the story 2 days ago. They only had $6 million in cap room left. Well, they found a way to get a wide receiver that's just as good as guys getting $5, $6 million for $2.5 million. It's just they do it every single time.
Yeah, I mean, and this is what you have to do. You have to be patient. You have to be judicious when you're bringing guys like that into your locker room. And you need to have somebody who's familiar with the guys that you're bringing in some fashion. And so, you know, Joe Douglas having some familiarity with Mike Wallace certainly helps. You know that you can bring that personality into the locker room and it's not going to disrupt one of the strong suits of this team, which is the team chemistry.
Yeah, they have it. And Wallace is a guy that he still can run. Because people are going to say, oh, look, he's 32 years old. He will be when the season starts. But you watch some of his highlights from last year. He hasn't lost much. Maybe he's lost a little bit, but he can still run.
Here's what I've learned about speed guys in my life. speed doesn't go anywhere.
Like Darryl Green, yeah, running when he was 40-something.
DeSean Jackson will still be running a 4-4 three or four years from now. They do. Now, guys whose game isn't necessarily predicated on speed, they'll lose a step. Dez Bryant.
Yep.
Lost a step. You know,
he may have lost two.
Yeah, those guys lose steps. But speed guys, they're always fast. They may not run the 4-3 like they used to, but a 4-4 is just as fast.
Yeah, if you drop down a little from a 4-3, you're still really fast.
Yes.
No, and it's a perfect addition to what the Eagles need, because Alshon's not a speed guy. Mm-hmm. You have Aguilar, who could do a little of everything. You have Ertz. But I thought when they lost Torrey Smith and they traded him away, I wasn't comfortable, Ike, with just putting Matt Collins in there. Maybe he's going to be a really good player, but I don't think the Eagles were either. They didn't want to hand him the job.
And this way you don't put the pressure on the young man.
Yep.
If he happens to exceed expectations and he gets a growing role in the offense, that's just better for the offense overall.
And they might need him. Someone might get hurt.
Exactly.
He's here.
But you don't need the pressure of, okay, Mac Hollins, you need to step in there and fill this role as the number two guy opposite of Alshon Jeffrey. So Mike Wallace will allow Mac Hollins to continue to grow as a wide receiver, because he didn't come out as a polished wide receiver.
No, there's a reason he
came out as a special teams guy.
Fourth-round pick. You know, he's not a star. But you know what this else does? This gives the Eagles another chance in the first round, because people were talking, oh, maybe they're going to draft a receiver round one. It really looks like they can go best player available. They don't have one glaring need for a starting player.
Yeah, I O-line, D-line is where I think they're going.
Well, the more D-line, the better. That's the way they go about
and
things.
And the third choice would be the corner.
Yeah, it could be. Well, those are the positions you can never have enough of. Look, we got a lot to get into today. We're live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Come on out. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 3 and 4 o'clock. The Eagles cheerleaders coming by in this hour as they're having their competition. We got a lot to get into. We got the Sixers.
Did I say that out loud?
No, it was all right.
Okay.
I mean, I think everyone's going to say the same thing. All right, they're coming out. All right, Sixers win last night 41-30. One win away. The magic number is one now from clinching a postseason spot. We'll get into that. On the other side, let's talk about this Mike Wallace deal. 888-729-9494. Are we ready to say the Eagles are better than the team that walked off the field in Super Bowl 52? A lot of guys have arrived, but a bunch of guys left. We'll talk about it. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.